The portion of Luther's small catechism appointed for our devotion this Friday is titled, How the Head of the Household Should Teach His Family to Pray Morning and Evening. Our worship will consist of this form of morning prayer. But first, the appointed psalm for the week, Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14, and a meditation based upon it will prepare us for prayer.
The Torah of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The reading is a hymn of praise for the Torah of the Lord, Yahweh's instruction to his people. Verse 7 begins, "The Torah of the Lord is perfect. God's word lacks nothing. There is no quality, nothing needed for life or eternity that is not found in the Torah of Yahweh." David teaches us that God's word has the power to take our weary lives, our beaten down souls, and revive us, restore us, make us new again. And that's not all, he says. The testimony, he says, that we find in Scripture has the power to make simple-minded, befuddled people wise. And there's more. When our lives are sorrowful and we are weighed down, God's word tells us the way things really are, and it has the power to make us rejoice because we know that what God says is right. And when we cannot see the way, or we cannot see the truth because our weariness or our sin have blinded us, God's commandments tell us what is good and right and just. And he takes our blinded eyes and he gives us sight. How valuable is the instruction, the word of the Lord? David says, it is more precious than gold. Who wants to be a millionaire? Who cares? And that's my final answer. How sweet are the truths that God's word brings, sweeter than honey. Even sweeter than the honey in those little squeeze bottles that you get from the Dakota Boys Ranch after you're ordained. The Torah of the Lord can do for us all that we need it to do. In his word, God warns us away from danger. In his word, he promises to bless us when we walk in his ways. When we sin, even when we don't even know what the sins are, his word brings forgiveness, acquittal, righteousness in the sight of our God. And by the power of his word in our lives, we are protected from committing the grievous sins that would control us and destroy our faith. David says that the Torah, the word of God, is perfect, complete. And even more so for us than for King David. Because David knew of a gracious and fatherly God who had spoken to his people and promised an eternal ruler over God's people. But we know that the promise has come true in Jesus Christ, eternal God himself, who has repaired and restored and healed the breach between you and your God. And it is the word of God that trumpets his death and resurrection. Oh, this word of God is powerful. It cracks open our hardened hearts so that we can believe what God says. This word is so powerful that it turns us around so that we actually want to obey God. And when we need to know the way that we should walk, the instruction of our God shows us the way, like a lamp for our feet, like a light for our path. This psalm is filled with praise for the revelation, the word, the teaching that comes from Yahweh, the God of Israel, the teaching that finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. All of the strength, all of the truth comes from the word. And in singing the praises of the word, King David indirectly tells us something about ourselves. It's something that we need to believe before we will pray morning and evening. We are the people whom the Torah must revive, because by ourselves we would die. We are the people whom the Torah needs to instruct, because of ourselves we do foolish and destructive things. If we try to figure out and decide what to do with our lives, then we would stumble around and screw it up and waste what God has given. All week long we've been praying the collect for last Sunday, and it says it so well. Almighty God, because you know that of ourselves we have no strength. The Lord Jesus says it even better. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Remain in my word. You see, we actually need to know these two things before we will pray morning and evening. We need to know that God's word is everything, and that we, of ourselves, are nothing. That means that in the morning, of ourselves, after a good night's sleep, we would awake refreshed, and we should know that we are helpless. And in the evening, after a full day's work, we are tired and we face the night, and we are helpless. And so Luther urges us to pray and to teach our families to pray this way. First, make the sign of the Holy Cross and invoke the name into which we were baptized. We helpless ones, we sinners, are plunged into the name of the Holy Trinity. We were joined to Christ. We were forgiven. I cannot meet the day without that identity. Next, say the Apostles' Creed, the biblical faith into which you were baptized. This day, I don't believe in myself. I don't believe in my own power or my own cleverness or my own strength. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I do not trust myself this day. I trust my God and what the Word says about him. And then we pray. We pray as Jesus taught us to pray, asking first that God do what only God can do, that he hallow his name, that he accomplish his will, that he bring his reign now and on the last day. For our bodies, we ask daily bread. That's all. Then we ask for forgiveness for us and through us, and for protection from the evil one. The only people who pray this way are people who know who they are and who God is. The Word of God teaches this. Psalm 19 teaches this. Fathers, may God's Torah give us wisdom and discipline and love to teach our families to pray in this way. To pray in this way until baptism's gift becomes complete reality in the final resurrection and union with Christ. To pray this way until we no longer need our faith, because faith will have given way to sight. To pray this way until we do not need to pray at all, because our petitions will have given way to perfect praise. Now we are ready. Children of God, let us rise and pray as the Catechism teaches.